Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. Kicking things off, Monday felt a bit like the market was holding its breath, right?
It really did. We saw modest gains, the S&P 500 up 0.1%, NASDAQ a bit better at plus 0.3%. But the real story, I think, was the Russell 2000, small caps outperforming, up 0.7%. A little bit of a divergence there.
And sector-wise, consumer discretionary, XLY, took the lead, up over 1%. Technology, XLK, also positive, but XLY really shone. What drove that?
Well, Tesla, ticker TSLA, had a strong bounce, up over 4.5%, back above its 50-day moving average. That was a big help. And Amazon, AMZN, hit its best level since late February. Those two heavyweights really pulled the discretionary sector up.
Got it. And tech? Chips were in focus.
They were. The PHLX Semiconductor Index, that's SOXX, gained 2%. Qualcomm, QCOM, was a standout, up over 4%. But NVIDIA, NVDA, actually gave back a good chunk of its early gains after their CEO speech. And Apple, AAPL, slipped a bit, down over 1%, after their Worldwide Developers Conference seemed to unveil mostly cosmetic software updates.
So, a mixed bag within tech. Now, looking at the broader indices, SPY, what are the key levels you're watching?
For SPY, we saw some selling pressure. There was a significant volume spike around 599.56. So major support is right around that 599 level. Resistance to watch is 601. It's really acting as a short-term ceiling.
And for the QQQ?
QQQ is consolidating, kind of stuck between 532 on the upside and 530.39 on the downside, with a bit of a downward bias recently. So 530 is the key support to watch for a potential bounce, and 532 is that notable barrier for any bullish resumption.
And the VIX, or VXX in this case, what's that telling us?
VXX saw a rise, up to around 50.30 from 49.95, with some substantial volume spikes. That definitely hints at increased volatility and a need for caution in the equity market. It suggests prevailing uncertainty.
That makes sense, especially with the U.S.-China trade talks. Any real news there?
Not much, really. Guarded optimism at the start of the day, talks in London focusing on export controls. They lasted nearly 7 hours, and word is they'll continue tomorrow. President Trump mentioned an update later this evening, which actually invited some profit-taking near the close.
And China's own economic data wasn't exactly stellar, was it?
No. More deflationary CPI and PPI readings for May, which isn't great for their growth picture. And their exports to the U.S. for May? Dropped by more than a third. That's a significant number.
Definitely. Shifting gears to a big company-specific story, Qualcomm. They made a pretty significant acquisition.
Huge news for QCOM. They're buying Alphawave, a UK-based semiconductor company, for $2.4 billion. Alphawave specializes in high-speed wired connectivity and compute technologies. Think critical tech for AI-driven data processing and data centers.
So this is Qualcomm doubling down on diversifying away from just handsets?
Precisely. We've seen them push into automotive and IoT, and this Alphawave deal supercharges their ambitions in AI and data centers. It complements their Orion CPU and Hexagon NPU processors. They're looking to reduce reliance on that volatile smartphone market, especially with Apple moving to in-house modems.
It's a smart strategic move, then. What about the immediate financial impact?
Near term, probably modest. Alphawave's revenue is around $300 million, while Qualcomm's mobile chip revenue alone is about $24 billion. But long term, this is big. It enhances their ability to grab a share of that projected $39 billion data center total addressable market by 2027. It's about future growth and technological competitiveness.
So, not an immediate threat to the NVIDIAs or AMDs of the world in data centers, but carving out a niche?
Exactly. They're targeting a complementary niche, focusing on connectivity and custom silicon. It could even lead to partnerships rather than direct head-to-head battles in some areas. It's a long-term strategic play.
Very interesting. Let's talk earnings. Any notable reports or guidance updates from Monday?
A few. Aon, A-O-N, reaffirmed their full-year 2025 outlook. ArcBest, ARCB, gave a Q2 update showing a 6% year-over-year increase in daily shipments for their asset-based segment. and McKesson, MCK, actually increased its fiscal year 2026 adjusted EPS guidance. So, some positive news there.
And looking ahead this week, what are some of the key earnings traders should have on their radar?
Tomorrow morning, Tuesday, we've got ASO, CNM, SJM, and UNFI. After the bell, it's Play, GameStop, GME, GTLB, and SFX. Later in the week, keep an eye on Chewy, CHWY Wednesday morning, Oracle, ORCL Wednesday night, and then Adobe, ADBE, and RH on Thursday after hours.
Oracle, that's a big one, especially with all the AI talk. Now, let's pivot to some specific trade ideas. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts?
All right. For continuations, two names look interesting, NVTS and KORU. NVTS, that's Navitas Semiconductor, is showing signs of recovering after intraday lows. Support levels are around 7.12, 7.28, and 7.51. Resistance to watch, 7.74 and 7.85. An entry near that 7.28 to 7.51 zone could be a decent spot, with a stop below 7.12.
And KORU?
KORU, which is Karora Resources, has rallied post-market lows. We're looking for continuity towards 66.75. Support levels are 65.51, 65.78, and 66.05. Resistance at 66.26, then 66.75, and 67.00. An entry near 65.78 with a stop around 65.51 could work if the bullish trend holds.
Okay, those are some continuation plays. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that might be coiling for a move.
For anticipation, three names stand out. Microsoft, MSFT, Cloudflare Net, and Riot Platforms, Riot. Microsoft has shown robust volume and gradual inclines. Support is around 472, 473, and 473.50. Resistance levels are 474, 475, and potentially 476. An entry near 473 with a stop just below 472 looks like a plan.
Microsoft, always a bellwether. What about NET?
Cloudflare, NET, has solid momentum, multiple sessions of higher closes. Support at 178, 179, 179.50. Resistance at 170 and 80, 170 and 81, and 170 and 82. A dip towards 178.50 could be an entry point, with a stop around 178. It might test that 180 level shortly.
And Riot? That's a crypto-related play, so definitely more volatile.
Absolutely. Riot's volatility can offer rapid upward swings if crypto sentiment pivots positively. Support at 9.85, 10.00, and 10.05. Resistance at 10.20, 10.50, and 10.80. An entry around 10.00 with a stop at 9.85 could target a move to 10.50 or even 10.80, but manage risk carefully there.
Good advice. Let's hit some quick movers, upgrades, and downgrades. Anything catch your eye?
On the upgrade front, Charles Schwab, SCHW, got a bump to neutral from sell. Oklo was upgraded to buy. For downgrades, Lululemon, Lulu took a hit, downgraded to equal weight. Tesla, TSLA, also got a couple of downgrades to hold and neutral from different firms. McDonald's, MCD, and Intuitive Surgical, ISRG, were also downgraded.
Interesting on LPLA, LPL Financial. One firm upgraded them to buy, another downgraded them to neutral. A split call there.
Yeah, you see that sometimes. Different analysts, different perspectives. Also, some other news. Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD, announced plans to separate into two publicly traded companies. Meta, META, is reportedly in discussions to invest $10 billion in Scale AI. And Lockheed Martin, LMT, got a $1.74 billion modification to a U.S. Army contract.
Lots of moving pieces. So, as we wrap up and look to tomorrow, what are the key trader takeaways?
The overall market sentiment is, I'd say, cautiously bullish. But that VXX rise is a yellow flag. Keep a close eye on those SPY levels. 599 for support, 601 for resistance. For QQQ, it's 530 support, 532 resistance. It feels like a market where stock selection is paramount.
And discipline is key, right?
Absolutely. Prioritize stocks with clear volume and momentum signals. Avoid names showing guidance, weakness, or those heavily impacted by tariff talk. Use those support levels for entries, but maintain disciplined stops. The potential for choppy sessions is still high unless we see some substantive buying emerge.
What about the economic calendar for Tuesday?
Tomorrow, we get the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index for May at 6 a.m. Eastern. And there's a $58 billion three-year Treasury note auction at 1 p.m. Eastern. The big one for the week, CPI, comes out in a couple of days, so that will be on everyone's mind too.
Excellent. So stay vigilant, watch those key levels, and be selective. That's our look at what we're watching for tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep.